Many of us who went to college have less than fond memories of our math class, especially if we majored in the liberal arts. In fact, classes like pre-calculus and calculus have some of the highest withdrawal and fail rates on any college campus. At the University of Georgia, the math department is taking steps to turn that trend around. Jessica Wurst has that story.
Basically, every question on this worksheet is an equation. That means we should.
As someone who studied journalism in college, math was never my strong suit, which is why walking into Dr. Toyin Ali's pre-calculus class makes me a little nervous. My undergraduate math class had over 100 students in it, with only one professor working through problems on the projector. Dr. Ali's class, on the other hand, is small, fewer than 20 students. And she's not lecturing from the front of the room. She circulates, providing individual help to students.
Both of sides to equal each other. And we need both of those things inside the parentheses to equal each other.
Compared to my undergrad math experience, this is a very different thing.
There was a great deal of frustration because we had very high ratios of students to faculty numbers. It was hard to make changes and adapt to things.
That was Dr. Kelly Black with the University of Georgia's math department. He says that a few years ago, UGA introduced a small class size initiative, which was a catalyst for bigger changes in the math department.
In some sense, we were just kind of riding the ball and just trying to stay on top of it and do our best. And for a long time, that was the case until the small class initiative came by. And that was the real game changer for us.
Dr. Ali, whose class I visited, was hired as part of the small class initiative.
It's easier to learn through doing when you have the accountability of your professor knowing who you are. So all of our pre-calculus and calculus one classes have 19 students or less. So it's very small. I get to know all of my students very well.
And smaller class sizes also offer the opportunity for more innovative teaching strategies.
So me and Kelly Black, we work through how to redesign pre-calculus so that it's flipped. So my lectures are all on YouTube, so the students watch my video lectures before class, and then they have a little pre-class assignment that's based on my video lectures that they turn in when they get to class. And then in class, I answer all their questions, maybe write some things on the board for the first 5 minutes, and then they're just practicing problems. And that's how the class goes every day.
Kelly Black again.
We made a large number of changes, so we kind of decided, go big rather than go home. And so the very first thing we did was we made some big changes to how we train our graduate students. We took part in a CoMinds workshop one summer and really took a second look at how we train our graduate students who are instructors. Then we looked at how we do the testing. Before, we were doing electronic testing and just kind of pushing people through as best we could. So we went more towards paper tests, and then we also adapted the way we do our pedagogy and went to a more active learning environment.
And according to Black, other disciplines can benefit from the math department's experience.
This idea of active learning and getting students engaged and forming their own understanding of things is, I think it cuts across all disciplines. So I would hope other departments would look at this and take advantage of that and see what is appropriate for their particular disciplines. And also, I think this idea that you don't just make small changes is something I hope other departments would take away, right? If you have this opportunity, go for it and basically just throw it all out the window and rethink everything.
In the end, however, this is about much more than success in a particular course. It's also about less tangible factors.
All of a sudden, they're understanding math that they've never understood before. And so it's just a good feeling. It's a confidence boost.
And the student experience is pretty important, too.
I often have my students say, oh, this is my favorite class at all of UGA, and it's a math class, and they don't need any other math classes, but they just really enjoyed it. They really felt like they learned. Actually, last week, I overheard a student tell another student in my class, wow, I've never had a teacher care so much that I actually understand math. And I was like, I really do care. I really want you to get it. So it's been very rewarding for me, and I think it's been really helpful for the students.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Jessica Wurst.